The original Halloween celebration, Samhain, had its origins in Celtic tradition and commemorated the night when the dead returned to Earth to visit the living. And while this tradition brought the holiday joy to folks who loved to indulge into the spooky side of life, such as myself, it also brought tension and unease to families who didn't want to attract the dead to their homes. So what did people do? People would wear scary masks to frighten away demons. And since they can't be on their front porch the entire day, people devised another way to ward off these spirits. And that was with the help of scary faces carved into turnips and other root vegetables. But where did the origins of carving out vegetables come from? Well, listen here and I'll tell you a little story. The story goes that in the 18th century, there was a blacksmith in a small town in Ireland named Stingy Jack, who was miserable, mean, and always drunk. And his least favorite thing to do was pick up the tab at the neighborhood bar, thus giving him the name Stingy. Even homeless beggars was disgusted by Jack because of his selfish nature and lack of empathy or kindness for anyone else. The locals didn't think much of him because he had the reputation for being a manipulator who tricked everyone from his own family, friends, and in this story, the devil himself. One night, Satan was listening in on a conversation about Jack's evil deeds. The devil, unconvinced that such a man could be so vile, he set out to verify whether or not Jack was as terrible as his reputation suggested. After all, a man as evil as Jack deserved to have his soul snatched by the devil himself. Now, in typical Jack fashion, he was intoxicated and lost in the countryside late at night when he stumbled upon a corpse on the side of the road. When Jack observed the body, he would realize that the dead man was actually alive. The eyes were wide and the mouth was agape in a horrific grin. And when Jack saw it, he knew it was the devil. And he also knew that his time had come to an end, and his soul was as good as gone. So before going to hell for good, Jack requested that the devil grant him one last parting gift, and that was a glass of ale. Satan saw no reason to refuse Jack's request, seeing that he was going to have his soul for eternity anyways. So he accompanied him to a nearby pub, and Jack would order a pint of ale. And after getting his thirst quenched, the bartender demanded that Jack pay for the drink. But of course, Jack had no money to pay. So Jack persuaded Satan to transform himself into a coin so that he could pay the disgruntled bartender. And when no one was looking, Satan can make a change back to his original form. And after being convinced by Jack, Satan complied. But with different intentions, Jack cleverly tucked the reformed Satan coin into his pocket next to a silver crucifix he already had tucked away. The presence of the cross was powerful enough to prevent the devil from turning back, essentially trapping him inside of Jack's pocket. And Jack was now in complete control of Satan. The devil would beg, would plead to return back to his form. And Jack would tell him that the only way out of his pocket was if he could keep his soul for 10 more years.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So 10 years would go by, and of course Jack was stumbling home from the bar under the influence of alcohol, and he found himself once more in the devil's presence. Jack sighed deeply as he stared at the devil, certain that he was about to be led to the pits of hell. But with his stomach rumbling, Jack begged Satan for a snack, and Satan, in his stupidity, gave in to Jack's demand once again. Satan would spot a nearby apple tree and decided to climb it to retrieve an apple for Jack. But Jack, who was much more clever, carved the sign of a cross into the tree's bark to prevent Satan from descending the tree. Frustrated at being confined yet again, Satan requested to be let free. But Jack, however, made a second demand, and that was that the devil would never send his soul to hell. And of course, the devil was forced to give in, so he did. Jack's drinking eventually caught up with him, and although he had beaten the devil, he ultimately was defeated by death. The spirit of stingy Jack made its way to the gates of heaven, but God knew that Jack's life was full of sin, and he denied stingy Jack entrance to heaven. And after that, humiliatingly, Jack went down to the fiery gates of hell and pleaded with the devil to let him in. But because Satan made the pact with him that he would never send his soul to hell, he could not let him in. Jack was scared. He was scared that he was stuck in the abyss between heaven and hell forever. And with no way to see in the darkness, he pleaded with the devil to let him know how he can make a return to earth, especially since he couldn't see a damn thing outside of the fiery gates of hell. The devil provided Stingy Jack an ember from the fires of hell to light his journey. And on his way back, Jack found a turnip, hollowed it out, and used it as a lantern to carry his blazing ember. And since then, Jack's spirit has been spotted wandering over the Irish countryside. The residents' usual response to any strange lights they'd see in the dark countrysides was always that it had to be Stingy Jack, or another term that they'd coin him, Jacko the Lantern, or simply put, Jack-o'-lantern. And as Jack was damned to roam the earth for eternity, the Irish people did not want Jack's ghost to bother them. And on the 31st of October, the day of the Celtic holiday, Samhain, they decided to be extra cautious. On this day, the veil between the worlds of the dead and the living was thinnest. Every house had a turnip with a scary face carved into it. And just like Jack's lantern, it was lit from within by an ember or candle. And they hoped by doing this, Jack and the other ghosts could be kept at bay. And after arriving in the United States in large numbers in the late 19th and early 20th century, Irish immigrants brought with them their traditions and customs. They quickly discovered that the bigger size of one Native American gourd made it perfect for carving jack-o'-lanterns. You guessed it. It was the pumpkin. On Halloween night, over 154 million Americans will have bought and carved a pumpkin to leave outside of their house. And hopefully, they will all dissuade Stingy Jack from knocking on their door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.